Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are watching a lot of the names in the shipping sector, as of course we've been highlighting some trouble there when you think about how COVID has impacted everything, anything you want to ship in today's day and age. And UPS has seen a nice pop here today after Stifel upgraded the stock, about a 4% pop here, as analysts there point to a potential 20% upside despite all of the issues right now in the shipping space, saying the UPS is in a position with their disciplined capital allocation strategy to perhaps capitalize on all the opportunities there. And for more on that, I want to bring on the analyst behind the report. Bruce Chan is Stifel Transportation Logistics Analyst. He joins us now. And Bruce, when we look at the opportunity there, 20% upside, walk me through what UPS is really best poised to capitalize on. As we know, it's been a challenging year for a lot of these companies.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. I appreciate you having me on here. So I think you said it, right? Right now, it's a challenge for anybody that's shipping goods. But if you have capacity, if you have service, if you have an ability to try to correct some of the supply chain imbalances that we're seeing right now, we think there is a good chance to benefit. So when we talk about the upgrade, it's really been premised on some of the conversations that we've been having with investors over the past couple of weeks. There's been a lot of focus on, I think, some of the ground volume comp issues that we're seeing against very strong last year. And then also a lot of talk about the labor cost pressures, which we heard about on FedEx's Q1 earnings a few weeks ago. But we think that some of these concerns are misplaced, at least to the extent that the stock has traded off in recent weeks, because we've got a really strong yield backdrop right now. Despite what's going on with the volume comps, we've got a strong fundamental growth story for e-commerce here. Obviously, a lot of supply chain pressures, driving activity in the industry. And finally, we think UPS is not subject to the same types of pressures that FedEx is right now. So to the extent that you saw that sympathetic trade-off, we think it's a little bit overdone, and the investor should have a good opportunity to own a very high-quality company here.
Yeah, Bruce, I don't think anybody would argue that volume is an issue right now when we're talking about so much needing to be processed because of the backlog we're seeing across the board with logistics companies. My question is really whether, in fact, UPS is best positioned to meet that kind of demand. If you think about some of its rivals, everybody's sort of in the same position. How do you think things set up for UPS going into the holiday season?
Yeah, that's a great point, Akiko. And I'd say that UPS is in the best position, or at least one of the best positions. And there are myriad reasons, but I'll name a couple. So first, when you're looking at the kind of supply chain disruptions and backlogs as we are right now, there are a lot of shippers out there that really need to move product, and they need to move it right away. And the way you do that is through high-speed, high-service networks, which, of course, UPS is one. FedEx happens to be one as well. But the big shippers out there, I think if they're trying to get products on store shelves before the holiday season, they're probably not looking to do so via slow boat, literally. They're probably not looking to do as much through rail. Again, they're looking at high speed, low latency services. When you look at FedEx and UPS side by side, for the 1Q earnings for FedEx, they've got a lot of labor throughput issues right now. That's a function of where they are, we think, in their ground hub automation investment cycle, and also due to some of the peculiarities of their non-union labor force. So, of course, UPS has a higher labor cost structure with their Teamsters employees. Close to 80% of their workforce is Teamsters. But that also means that, their employees have been seeing steady wage increases over the last several years. They're some of the highest comped, employees in the parcel network out there. And that's helped the company to attract the labor that it needs to service the demand that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising to see in your report highlighting the fact that UPS almost double the margins on small packages relative to FedEx. So they definitely have an edge there. I guess, when we think about the pressure now, though, right, and we're hearing reports of retailers, Walmart, Costco, stepping up to commission their own shipping, their own ships to get stuff over here. I mean, I wonder what that does to kind of a UPS, a legacy, a provider of logistics here. I mean, is there any implication there longer term and maybe, risks around the thesis?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's one that we've been hearing a lot with Amazon as well, chartering planes, mm-hmm. Implementing its own long haul air fleet. We think that, this is more of what all of these companies have been doing for a long time now. Walmart has long insourced its own baseload capacity, most particularly with trucking, but they still have upwards of $2 billion in freight spend. So, there's a certain amount of baseload capacity that they can haul on their own. It makes sense for them to haul on their own. But, you know, there is a ton of stuff around the fringes and with other shippers that are, you know, certainly much smaller than the likes of Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Target, and Amazon that need to be moved. So all of these companies can charter ships, they can buy containers, but it's very difficult to operate a network of the size, scope, and scale of FedEx and UPS. Again, you know, Amazon can buy a few planes here and there, but FedEx and UPS each operate, you know, over 400 aircraft apiece. And that's something that is not easily replicable, at least not within the confines of our, you know, price target time horizon.
Bruce, what does the labor picture look like for UPS? I mean, you know, we always hear about ramping up hiring going into the holiday season, but here we are in October talking about a labor shortage. How big of a concern is that? And the additional or the increase in wages that are likely to have to come, does that increase the risk in terms of cost increases?
Yeah, absolutely. And we are modeling cost increases. We're budgeting for high single digits in terms of wages through the next couple quarters. But, you know, this is something that UPS has been doing and FedEx has been doing actually, too, for a long time now. You know, we saw the first big step function in holiday e-commerce rates back in 2013. And since then, you know, they've built very good infrastructure for bringing on these seasonal workers. For UPS, that number is something around 80 to 100,000 workers. And again, we're not saying that there are no labor cost pressures for UPS. We certainly think there are going to be. But, you know, I'd point to two things. So number one, these are not to the same extent that FedEx is seeing right now, which is, you know, labor issues in its fundamental baseload throughput. So, you know, they're having to reroute their network. They're having to, you know, alter the structure of their network because they can't find the core workers they need. This is not just an issue of, you know, higher wages for seasonal workers like we expect for UPS. And I think the second important point, too, is that we've got a very, very strong yield backlog, or backdrop. So while we do see these wage pressures, we think that, you know, UPS should be able to recapture them through price increases. And you've seen these accessorial fees come through in a big way, just as we discussed with the airlines and with the restaurants a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it's an interesting, I mean, all of this year has been wild to watch. And you know, the upside here, very interesting, 20% upside. We'll see how it plays out. Bruce Chan, appreciate you coming on here to walk us through the thinking behind it. Stifel Transportation Logistics Analyst, thanks again for the time. The team behind the scenes here, raving about some of the points made there.